This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back.
This is the Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're being part of the conversation, that you want to be part of the conversation. That's always nice, too. You know, again, if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can get a lot you can do there, but including hit the Patreon button. Give me $5 a month, $10 a month, $5,000 a month. I don't care. I'll take whatever you got. But look, it's one way to help keep the show on. You know, not that we're going anywhere, don't get me wrong, but we have been attacked so much by the left that a lot of people have hurt their revenue streams. And Google is very complicit in this. So the only way you get to help some of the shows like mine is by, you know, buying the shirts, buying the books, becoming partners, members. And it helps us keep the message rolling. So head over there, read around the website, decide what you're willing to do, not willing to do, maybe nothing, maybe a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know. And then if you want to call in and tell me what a putz I am, I don't care. I got pretty thick skin. Make for a good conversation anyway. University is going to remove the cross and Bibles from the campus chapel. This goes so far over my head in comprehension. Just like the girl who's living as a man and saying that she's gay. It just doesn't fall. It doesn't fall into place. So Eastern Central University said they'll remove the crosses, Bibles, and other religious symbols from the campus chapel to appease a bunch of out-of-town agitators. Why? It's unclear when the Oklahoma school will commence with the Christian cleansing of the Catherine P. Boswell Memorial Chapel. The chapel opened in 1957. They go on to say that we will continue to use the building as we always have for all faiths, said President Katricia Pearson. We do not want to presume to embrace one faith over another. We'll support all cultures and attempt to make them comfortable no matter where they are. So, I love this. I just think this is wonderful because it shows you how far we've come. Who was offended by this? Out-of-town people? What's the name of the thing? The Catherine P. Boswell. Was she a Christian? You know, usually when they name these chapels, a lot of times, or memorial things, somebody spent some money to make that happen. You could think it's righteous and from the heart, and it is to a degree. But somebody's got to pay for it. So if her family paid for it, under the guise of her being a Christian, it was supposed to be a chapel. I'm not so sure. Somebody would have to tell me if Muslims recognize the word chapel, if Jews recognize the word chapel. I don't know. I'm asking out of ignorance. And then we want to presume, who presumed that you embrace one faith over another? goes on to say that we are exploring options for preserving the items. Well, what are they going to do, burn them? But on the bright side, it appears East Central University will not burn the Bibles or or toss the crosses into the wood chipper. America is united for the separation of church and state. Is responsible for the Christian cleansing at ECU. I wish they would stop doing this. They fired off a terse letter accusing the school of displaying religious iconography. What? The letter was obtained by the local news source. These displays include Latin crosses on the top and inside the building, Bibles at the Christian altar, and a letter stated that while it is illegal for a public university to have a space that can be used by students for religious worship, so long as the space is not dedicated solely to that purpose, it is a violation of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to display religious iconography. Yeah, good for that. I'll use my word. I like it better. On government property. And we know that's a big load of legal malarkey, don't we? Haram Sasser, director of litigation for the First Liberty Institute, said that there's a federal precedent to maintain chapels in a taxpayer-funded facility. We have a congressional prayer room in the Capitol. Oh, my God. They'll have to take everything out of there. We have chapels in government-owned airports and many other government-owned chapels, Sasser told him. Sasser suspects Americans United is just testing Oklahoma's new attorney general. They want to see if he backs down or stands up to their ridiculous claims. I predict Mike Hunter will fight hard to preserve his historic chapel. Meanwhile, many Oklahomans are furious over the university's decision to capitulate. Good. No, I think it's great. Hurt them in the wallet. Hurt them every place you can. Because, look, these groups that do these kind of things, they're doing it out of meanness. There's nobody that's been hurt walking into a chapel with a cross. Look, you want a prayer room? You want someplace quiet to go? You want someplace to get with your spiritual self? Maybe that's not the place to go. Maybe you need to find for those of you who believe in absolutely nothing, why don't you find an empty room with four white walls? I don't know what to tell you. Where do you go to find solace? In the middle of the forest somewhere? I hope the Oklahomans do this by vote. I hope they show people how they feel by vote. You'll hear what Jill Tucker had to say after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Get them over here so we can help straighten them out. You know what I mean? We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for being with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. Buy my book. Buy a T-shirt. Sign up to become a politically correct posse member. I don't care what you do. Just do something. It's really that simple for me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, back to the third hour, I just start hitting all these stories I could get to. The school was given a letter, and I love these. I remember my favorite group is the Freedom From Religion Freaks. And I call them that because they get so upset when they hear, see, I mean, think about that. They hear anything about God, has a godly principle, has in anything. And they go out of their minds. And very few of them want to admit that the Ten Commandments, where do you, Where do you think our laws are based on? Read the Founding Fathers' letters if you want to know where our laws came from. And it's coming from groups from Americans United for the Separation of Church that say, if you've got 5,000 kids going to a school or 3,000 or 2,000, and you have four that are complaining, why would you take them down, give them back their tuition money, and tell them to go to a place that they might more fit in? You know, I keep coming back to it's a representative government. Okay, if the majority of your town is Christian or conservative, then the majority of your school boards and boards and everything else are going to be Christian or conservative, and you screaming foul is asinine. You know what? They're upset about the crosses. They're upset about the Bibles. Anyway, it's just a bunch of garbage. It really is. It just gives them something to collect money on and complain about. Now, I believe what one person here says is they're just trying to see if the new attorney general and or the school will back down and not want to go through the aggravation. I think they should. Think of the aggravation our founding fathers went through. And they knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were going to go through. They knew what was going to do, what was going to happen to them. They knew there was a major league chance that their lives were over, that they would never see their families again, they wouldn't see their houses again. Right? If a simple letter was able to get these people to do this, what else are they going to be able to do? Anita Thomas is also a graduate of East Central University. She said she's heartbroken over the news. And she says, because our country has become a place where things like this can happen. Now, much like the Islamic radicals, the atheists and the secularists want to erase Christianity from public marketplace. They're waging a cultural war, or a cultural jihad, if you would. And not with bombs, but lawsuits, because they know they can't afford it. They know the smaller colleges can't afford to push this on, but there are groups out there that will protect them. I wish they would open their eyes and look around. And as the writer says, it's time for you conservatives, for you patriots, for you people that really believe that you're freedom fighters, it's time for you to get up and do something. You know, write, contact, email, fax, however you do it, that university president, probably voice your opinion. And then drop a line to the Attorney General of Oklahoma, Mike Hunter, urge him to fight back. Especially, and if you're near, drop in. If they remove the cross from the chapel, we should remove In God We Trust from their bank account. What do you think? You know, we've let them in. We've let them do this to us over the years. We've let them get a foothold. I don't know why. I don't know why we thought that was that. You know, earlier I was talking to somebody and I said, it used to be live and let live. And they rode just under that wave. We as conservatives were more than happy letting it be live and let live. But see, as usual, we have a different meaning for those words than they do. They have a whole different meaning what those words should mean, what they do mean. And it's usually about 180 degrees from ours. How many of you cringe when you hear a liberal say, even though you agree with them, you know, to a degree you agree with them, but how many cringe when they say we need comprehensive immigration reform? I know I do. I get that little chill up the back of my neck, and I can't get it gone. Now, I am sure that this story is just a mistake. Maxine Waters says that, and you know, if Maxine Waters says it, it has to be real. Maxine Waters says that $700 billion will lose coverage with Obamacare reform. Now, the problem with that, and listen, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Maxine, there isn't 700 billion people on the planet. Okay? I just for clarity. I don't know if you counted every species, specimen, and everything else, I don't know if you could come up with 700 billion, but what do I know? Unless you stay away from the flies, I think you'd be okay. During a Wednesday evening appearance on MSNBC, the cracked-up California congresswoman made this wild claim while referencing what she believed would be the impact on Kentucky. Now, come on, if you're the MSNBC reporter, what are you doing? Are you falling over laughing? You're looking over going, Maxine, do you want to rethink that number? Chris Hayes asked Waters about how the White House can claim that the bill can cut costs and increase coverage, and Waters replied, well, that's just not true. Take, for example, the state of Kentucky. Almost one-third of those people in that state are covered by Medicaid. And so they're talking about eliminating $7 billion. Well, oh, see, I was wrong. She's only talking about Kentucky. And if that's a third, man, Kentucky's a pretty packed state, don't you think? Must be hard to live there. Now, she made that comment, and somebody noted that she was looking off camera like she was looking for somebody to help her confirm that. Waiting for me. Now, see, I wouldn't be looking for somebody to confirm that. I think that I'd have that one down. I would know that one. Especially if you're going to go through the circuit, right? She called it the Trump Care. Now that's what they're calling it, Trump Care bill. You know, she concluded, and so that, you know, there's no way we can say that it'll do more coverage than Obamacare. So I don't really know what they're talking about. And neither does she. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'm GCN Live. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. Can't wait to hear from you. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
I'm sorry. I keep forgetting to change the screen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we do. We have all kinds of nutsy stories to finish the night up with. And I do. You know what? Head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots and lots you might want to talk about. You know, if you ever want me to deal with an issue, a topic, all you got to do is send me an email with the capital TRS in the subject line. So I know it's a story. And then that way there we can have some fun together. No, seriously, just tell me what the story is. A couple of bullet points is what it's about. Send me a link to it. If it's a book or something you think I should have somebody on with, just send me a link to the book so I can have a clue. I don't want to go reading through everything and do my own homework. I got enough of that to do. We average a little over 150 emails a day just from people who want us to talk about something, do something, go to, you know, look into a certain thing. You just need to help me out just a little bit. But if you know a Christian school or a Christian university or a Christian group or a Christian anything that's having issues, you just head over to the PJI, the Pacific Justice Institute. They do a lot of great things to help out across the country, help out your kids across the country. And, you know, it's just, if we don't start pushing back and fighting back like they do, then just give it up. No, seriously. I keep threatening my wife that we're going to move to a cave in Sicily and get it over with, you know? At least I know where the crooks are there. Or you all will know where the crooks are there. They'll let you know from day one. Like I said, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Which story was I pushing over here? Ah, I like that one. By the way, for those of you, let me see, where is this? I'm going out with Bill Cunningham on Sunday night. Bill's a really good guy out of Cincinnati, real, real good patriot. And so I'm going to be on with him Sunday night, and that is out of News Radio 700 WLW in Cincinnati. Now, if you've never caught his show on a Sunday night, it's a great show to listen to. Like I said, he's a real patriot. He doesn't play around. Talks about twice as fast as I do. So check him out and look him up. All right. The, you know, the one of the biggest scandals that went by over the last few weeks. And as usual, it kind of went by in a quiet way. Nobody picked up on it. And you know, our hearts and prayers go out to the shooting that took, the victims of the shooting that took place today. We see a lot more of this violence around. You know, and again, it's all about the guns, not about the sick person who had the gun. That's why I don't beat these things up anymore. We know it. We're, those of you listening to this show are smart enough to know this is not a gun issue. Never has been. All about the issue we can't talk about. Mental health. That'll be a story for another day. But it's all about mental health. Nobody wants to talk about mental health. Everybody's afraid to mention that it has to do with mental health. Although I don't know why. There's nothing wrong with that in and of itself at the raw level. We want to know what's wrong. We want to know how to fix it, don't we? Or do we? So this has to do with our lovely little Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, years ago, my wife, she said, look at her. She looks like a, what do you call it, a little Cocker Spaniel with the way she was wearing her hair at the time. So, she, you knew about this whole thing with her laptop. You knew about what was going on with her and the information that she has. And she has, look, it's the DNC person, chair. She, and she'd been there for a bit. She has all kinds of information on people. Right? Now, there's some underlying questions as to whether she's blackmailing one of the top members of Congress. Right out for everybody to see. Democratic bigwig Debbie Wasserman Schultz has become the central figure in two major computer hacking scandals, but she has responded to the incidents in completely opposite ways. When WikiLeaks published the 20,000 emails and the 8,000 attachments that went along with them, and that was the Democratic National Committee computers. And I told you about that. I think what I think is beautiful about that, no outrage from the left. Absolutely no outrage about what was found on those computers. That's because they were part of it. Now, Wasserman Schultz resigned as the group's chair 2 days after they found out about all these nasty emails. She didn't have much of a church, but she had, chuckle, chuckle, wink, wink. She had a job all ready and set to go. Now, the emails revealing the DNC leaders conspired to sabotage the presidential campaign of Senator Bernie Sanders. You know, think about it. We've all been through this. You know exactly when went down. Right? And then you had the Sanders supporters who were going nuts, but they couldn't anywhere. They don't count. The DNC has got this all figured out. Wasserman Schultz was told to resign by the then President Obama, according to CNN. I don't believe that for a minute. In the first hacking scandal, Wasserman Schultz simply resigned. In her own hacking scandal, she has shown all signs of stonewalling. She wants her computer back. She's saying, look, you can't take this, Capitol Police, because it's my personal computer. They're saying, well, great, show us a receipt. But their power is gone. They can't, you know, they were like kids in a candy shop when the parents were gone. There was no stopping them from swallowing as much candy as they could, taking everything that they wanted. Now, the evidence is piling up in her own congressional office. Now, think about something. So they have a suspect in mind. They have somebody they think it was. She refuses to fire the suspect. Right? She's given him a new title and kept him on her payroll. Right now, if this was a Republican, they'd be screaming, not only for the Republican to resign, but for everybody in his office to get fired. Now, they've apparently allowed this person to have continue to have access to her computer system in particular. They demanded the Capitol Police return her laptop, which is a key piece of evidence in the investigation. They seemingly threatened to cut the department's budget if they didn't comply. And the problem is, guess what? They're not in control anymore. They still think they are. They're delusional. They admitted to violating official information security policy, but she blamed the House Chief of Administrator Office for not stopping her. So, as is very prevalent in the Democrat Party, yes, we knew what we were doing wrong, but nobody stopped us. Nobody told us that it was bad, so we just kept doing it. Let that sink in. They want to run the country. Now, why would she take these risks, right? Why would she protect the person who's accused of victimizing her? The suspect had access to all kinds of sensitive material, confidential and otherwise. Remember, she had access to Debbie's computer. Debbie had high clearance to access all kinds of information. Now, there's another kind of quiet factor to consider. The key suspect had what cybersecurity experts consider numerous red flags indicating a potential blackmailer. Conservatives are frustrated that the scandal has received virtually no national attention. So, in other words, this person that was caught in her office poking, prodding, and stealing information might be being blackmailed. Now, 5 months ago when the story broke, Jim Jordan out of Ohio wanted an investigation. Now, there hasn't been one as far as we know now. See, that's what I don't understand about the Republicans. You've got the power now. You know you have the power now. Lay it down now. Make something happen now. Get these things out of the way now. Remember, this also had to do with the full-time IT guys that had direct ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. So once they get in there and they have access to those computers, guess what? They've got access to everything. And they can prove that many files were pulled down when they weren't supposed to, but they were pulled down nonetheless. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back shortly. Don't go far. Really, don't go far.
A toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job? Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable? Your parents are vulnerable. And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots you can do up there, including becoming a member of the PIPs. No, my PIPs, my politically incorrect posse. That always works out good for me. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. They're going to put this piece up on the website in a little bit, probably after the show. And you know what? There are so many things going on under Debbie Wasserman Schultz when she ran the DNC. It would take me 2 hours to talk about it. And yet, some of the things she did, if a Republican did one-tenth of what she did, they'd be in jail already. There wouldn't even have been a hearing. They would have just grabbed him and put him in jail. I don't get how these people keep refusing to give up equipment that the state, that we own, you and me, that we own for an investigation. She's refusing to give them what they need to make it happen. It's just sad. And we're talking about even more right now. Senate Democrats are going out of their minds right now. You know why? Because of something the Republicans are doing. It's because of what's going on with the Obama phones. Remember the Obama phones? Remember that lady that was just, oh, my God, you couldn't get enough of them. Right? Remember, I wish I could find that clip where she's screaming, Obama going to pay her rent, Obama going to pay. Now, she's been on TV a half a dozen times since then, recently on Fox, or the last time on Fox. And she's talking about how disappointed she was that Mr. Obama didn't come back to her town and do what he said he was going to do. No surprise to the rest of us. And then remember when these phones were going out? All of us, you know, boneheads on the right here, we're screaming and telling you this isn't going to work. This is a bad idea. Remember that? And now we're finding out, guess what? We were right. You guys were wrong. We were right. So you've got senior Democrats blasting the Obama phone project. Why? Because they couldn't watch over it. They had no control of it. The government audit found out that a third of these enrollees of the Obama phone program weren't qualified. Like all the other stuff going on. You know, you go in, you go to these government programs, they really don't check you out. They don't have the people to do it. They don't train them properly. And it's easier to give the stuff away because then you get all the votes you want, right? Among other fraudulent findings that prompted a Senate Democrat to roundly criticize
the
program.
You've got a business to grow,
lack of
but
oversight.
That takes time.
Oh, I love it. Isn't that perfect? The 90-page report was requested by Senator Claire McCaskill, a Missouri Democrat who served as a ranking Democrat on the Senate's Chief Oversight Committee. And, you know, I probably shouldn't say this, but, you know, really, thank God that a Democrat stood up on this one or stepped up on this one. Doesn't look like we're just trying to go after the president again. Now, a complete lack of oversight is causing this program to fail. Everything that could go wrong with it has gone wrong, McCaskill said. We're currently letting phone companies cash a government check every month with little more than the honor system. We just hold them accountable in case something's wrong. The program, officially known as the Lifeline Program and run by the Federal Communications Commission. Remember I showed you, or we talked about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago. We're talking about budget issues, and I was calling out and showing you that there are federal programs that have been around since the 30s and 40s that we don't need anymore, but we're funding them. Some of them tens of millions, some of them hundreds of millions. We're still funding them, and there's no reason for it. Now, this predates President Obama, obviously, but it received attention during his time in office when recipients began to associate the free phone with other benefits given to the poor people. Because there was a whole bunch of stuff that you give it next to nothing. The GAO report found that about 10.6 million people have an Obama phone, but 36% of them probably don't qualify. There's a shocker, right? The Washington Times audit report says that over 5,500 people were found to be enrolled for two phones. And the system seemed to be paying for about 6,400 phones per person. Ready for this one? Are you guys, come on. This is why I said to you, you can't give the federal government money. You can't give them any money to play with because they don't know how to handle it. The GAO report found about 10.6 million people have an Obama phone. 36% of them may not qualify. The Washington Times says that the audit also concluded that more than 5,500 were found to have been enrolled in two phones, and the program was paying for almost 6,500 phones for people that were dead. Well, they needed them to register to vote. Right? Yeah. I guess we found a way to make that long-distance phone call. The longest-distance phone call, actually. Is this crazy? And you guys want to give them more money and more responsibility. And I say you guys, because if you're not working against them, if you're not beating your brains out to keep them from getting any of this, you've got a problem. There is something drastically wrong with you. Seriously. All right, let's see if I can squeeze this one in, because this one should make your blood crawl. Now, first off, I don't know if you heard or keep hearing these Democrats scream, there is no such thing as a sanctuary city. Sanctuary cities don't exist, right? The lawyers are out there. The Democrat spokesholes are out there. Sanctuary cities don't exist. And to prove again, we've solidified the lie. San Francisco is now going to pay $190,000 to an illegal, ready for this one? Because the city violated sanctuary city laws. So, I'm confused. We don't have sanctuary cities. How can you violate a sanctuary city law? A man from El Salvador is in the U.S. illegally, and then he sued San Francisco after police turned him over to immigration authorities in violation of the city's sanctuary law. Now, his attorney got him $190,000. Plus, Pedro Figueroa Zarcino reached a settlement agreement with the city attorney's office. Oh, of course. Get him in front of a judge. The agreement must be approved by the Board of Supervisors. They'll do it. They're so squishy there, they'll do it. It's real important for San Francisco to remain in a sanctuary city, no matter how much taxpayer money we waste on illegals. And I do mean waste. This is a waste of money. It's just a waste. Even if you gave them the money to come back in, right? What do you pay the coyote? $3,000 to $5,000? How much it cost him to go down there? How much work he lost? What's that work going to be? $10,000? Oh, God, this place is amazing. This state is amazing. See, this would be one of those experiments. I would let it go. I would cut them off from the feds, and I would let them go, and I would let them fold up and shrivel up and dry. They won't send water to the south because they don't want to hurt some stupid little minnow that they have up there in one of their little reservoirs. So now that we pump tens of millions of gallons every day into the sea, fresh water from the mountains go into the sea. Why? Because we can't disturb the minnow. Crazy. Sarah Hussein, Hussein, we'll go with that one. A staff attorney at the Asian Law Caucus who represented Zarcino told the newspaper that the law firm sued San Francisco in January for violating a sanctuary city law and said that he went to the police department in 2015 to report a stolen car. Instead of helping him find his car, he said officers called immigration authorities. He was taken into custody outside the police station. City law prohibits. I can't believe. How do they pass a law that goes against federal law? How does that happen? Now, I did hear one state legislature say, we're California, we're not bound by the Constitution. I don't know. We got that months ago. I remember playing the clip on the show, and I was thinking, do they have some in their constitution that allows them just to repeal any federal law anytime they want to? City law prohibits law enforcement officers from cooperating with federal immigration officers except when violating criminals are involved. Or, I'm sorry, violent criminals. Part of law purposes was encouraged. Violent criminals. Part of the law purpose was to encourage immigrants to report. Now, here's the thing. You're not a violent criminal unless you've been convicted. If you've been convicted of a crime, convicted of violence, and you're in this country illegally, you're going to be sent back anyway. So what happens when, not so much that it's a violent criminal, but maybe they've been picked up for beating someone or doing something nasty, And the charges have been dropped a half of the times. Then they never make it into court, do they? And the law is to encourage them. Now, I'm running out of time here, but go check out what happened in Phoenix. When they dropped, a couple of cities there dropped their sanctuary city status, crime dropped. Stolen cars dropped. Violence dropped. Crime rates fell. If you won't hear that from the left, all they do is refute those numbers. I'm John Senior Hall, still sitting real side. Listen, have a great, safe weekend. Please don't do anything stupid. I'd like you back here with us next week. I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about. I'm sure there'll be a lot going on. So you have a great rest of the day. God bless, and please be safe.